Yes, darling.
Hello, Dada.
Yes, darling. I'm so happy to meet you again.
I'm so excited. I cannot help it.
No.
I always get so excited when you are coming.
Yes.
Thank you for the flowers.
No, don't mention it, dearie. It's a day of memories for me.
I know. Yes. I need to.
Yes.
It is a day.
Yes. It's a day of memories.
It affects both of us.
Yes.
But I am very happy. Mm. I want you to be happy.
Yes, darling.
And to know that together
yes.
we shall continue.
Yes, darling.
It is only a little separation
yes.
for a short time.
Yes, darling.
Just a little time.
Yes.
And even then, it is not a complete separation.
No.
Because I can come and see you.
Yes, darling.
And I can come sometimes like this
yes.
to speak to you. And I'm hoping I shall be able to do something with the experiments.
Yes.
Very soon, you know.
Yes, darling.
I think we shall do something in that way.
Yes.
I feel sure.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, Dada, I'm so happy.
I am too.
It makes me so thrilled, you know,
yes.
when I know that I'm going to have an opportunity
yes.
to come and talk with you.
Yes, darling.
Makes me very pleased, you
yes.
know.
I'm very happy.
Don't be sad.
Hmm?
Don't be sad.
No.
What shall we talk about? Have you something particular you want to talk about?
No, darling. I have been doing some experiments to get the tape recording, but then some ideas come to me about preparing the right conditions for getting communication from you, you see. And one of the things I realized was that darkness was necessary
I think a darkness is very necessary to
give you
speak
the power.
To you in this way because
yeah.
from what they tell me,
yeah.
it is important because of this building up of this voice box, you know,
yes.
that it has to be.
Yes.
But I don't know, there is a suggestion, you know, that there are other methods they are experimenting on,
yes.
the scientists, you know. I think it may be feasible on different wavelengths.
Uh-huh. You know?
And I think this is what they are doing.
Yes.
And it may be possible that I or others may be able to speak if only for a few seconds on the tape recorder,
yeah.
transmitting our thought forces, you see. And then it is impinged
yeah.
on the atmosphere, and then it is transmit. I don't understand this technical side of it, but
yeah.
I think it is feasible. It has been achieved before.
Yeah.
It is a different method, of course,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But I don't know whether it is absolutely essential
yeah.
to be dark. I don't think so.
No. But, you know, radio waves are affected by daylight, almost neutralized in daylight.
I know.
You see?
I know.
So it can make a difference to vibrations. And I try to experiment in the dark, but the hours at my disposal are very few in the summer months, you see. So I will make the room dark.
When the winter comes, it
yeah.
won't be so difficult.
No.
Huh?
And then,
I think, of course, it helps.
Hmm?
I think it has great help if
yes.
it is dark,
yes.
you see. But whether it is necessary, essential for this new way
yeah.
of communication, you see, I think there are a group of people, not only just one group,
yeah.
but several groups of scientists, you know, who are experimenting in this fashion with various people on Earth, you know.
Yeah.
If I could do it, I mean, if I have the opportunity
yes, because
to speak for you, to you,
yes.
it would be marvelous.
Because, you see, between us there is a very, very strong link,
oui.
Which other people haven't got the same link.
No.
And that is one of the most important things, I think.
I don't think I know.
Yes.
Yes. There is this wonderful link
yes.
that we have together,
oh.
which makes all things possible.
And you,
you
see,
know, science can be very hard and
yeah.
very matter of fact, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But love, it is stronger than anything else.
Yeah.
And who knows, perhaps it may be our love will make it possible.
Yeah.
I shall not cease trying.
No.
All the time I shall keep on trying.
Yes, sir.
And when you sit at home and you have your tap recorder,
yes.
Sit for an hour, perhaps.
Yes.
And I will try very hard.
Yes.
I may eventually succeed.
Yeah.
I hope.
You know, you had given me a wavelength, 707.
Oh, c'est bon. Oh, c'est bon.
Yes, sir.
That is what I have been told.
Yeah. But then, when I got home, you see, 707, you gave me as a frequency. Now, frequency can be in kilocycles or megacycles, that is the medium wave or the short wave.
I think it is the short wave.
Aha.
Now, I think.
Aha. You see, that is what I would like to know definitely, because...
But why not? You have been trying both.
I have been trying both.
So one or the other must be right,
yes.
But I think it is the short
and
one.
And then the question arises, what is the best time of the day or the night?
Uh-huh.
Because you see,
I think possibly it is better when you are quiet at night, don't you?
Yes, but at night, the short wave band is very, very crowded.
Oh.
You see?
And that means then perhaps they would get something
so that is very
interfere.
Very much interfere.
Oh.
You see? So these are all my difficulties when I was trying it.
I don't know. I think it is... But then if you do... It is not possible always to do it in the daytime.
Because
and then again it's... No, I think it is better at night, you know.
Uh-huh.
When perhaps there is more stillness.
Yeah.
But you say there is a lot of interference.
Yeah, but you see the short waves are not affected by daylight so much as the medium waves.
No.
The medium waves are more easily affected by daylight. And that is why they...
I don't understand it.
Yes.
I only know what
yes.
I am told.
Yes.
But you tell me no.
Yes.
I think it is definitely the short.
Yes.
As I talk to you, I am being told to tell you
yes.
it
thank
is the short waves
you.
Which are
and
more
I
likely.
So. Yeah. Because
but then again, I don't know. You see, I think there are many different wavelengths.
Yeah.
And some of these wavelengths have never been tapped. There are resources outside the world,
yeah.
you know, in the atmosphere. And I think that from what I am told, that our communication is on a wavelength far removed from anything known to man. That
yes.
is when we talk normally together.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You see, but to bring it down to your level,
yes.
that means we have to transmit in a different way altogether.
Yes, exactly.
I think it is a mental process.
Yes.
And whether we achieve something in a physical process
mm-hmm.
for you to hear, this is the problem. But I think it has been done already
yeah.
elsewhere, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what other people have done, we can do.
Yes, exactly.
Huh?
Because we have a very powerful radiogram.
I know.
You see.
But if you get interference, then it suggests...
Then you can't do anything.
No.
You see.
This is it.
So one has to select...
And there is no way of avoiding it.
Yes, by selecting the time of the day when there is no interference. Now,
how do you know?
During the daytime, there is not much interference. As
but you cannot be that always.
No,
you
but on weekends...
on the weekend, on Saturday, on
yes.
Sunday.
Yeah, when I'm free, I can try both of the night and
but day. All we can do is to try whenever it is possible.
And you see, the other handicap I have is Mr. Flynn can hear when there is somebody communicating, but I can't.
Oh, but you hear me now?
Ah, yes, because of the presence of the medium.
I see.
But when I'm alone...
Well, I don't know. You think you are not a medium, but I think you are.
Am I?
I don't think perhaps yet a while you
yeah.
have developed.
Ideally,
but I think there is a lot of vitality and there is a lot of psychic power
yes,
which
ideally,
has not yet been used.
Yes,
and
ideally,
I think
it
can come, you know.
Because I feel that that would be the most useful material for the book you are referring to.
Ah, this I would like very much.
Yes.
But it would take much more time and
yeah.
experiment.
Yeah.
But, you know, there will always be people who will not believe,
hmm.
I suppose.
No, but if there is a sort of a material proof like this by electronic means...
So?
Then, of course, there can be no skepticism.
No. I hope not.
No.
But I don't think many people are yet ready to believe.
Because...
I think people are afraid, you know.
Yeah, but it's simply because of their ignorance. You see,
no, but,
for instance, I'm not afraid at all.
But that is different.
Yes.
But there are millions of people who I think, are afraid of this.
Yes.
I think most people are afraid to discuss it.
Yeah.
They don't like to talk about death, you know, as if it was something dreadful.
You know, I wrote to Mrs. Florey after I saw you last time.
So?
And I had a feeling that being a Roman Catholic, she would not entertain my suggestion. And I have not heard from her at all.
No?
Yeah.
So,
you see, of course, some people are so...
This is the problem.
...ingrained with their church.
This is the problem.
You see, that is why. And so I thought, well, if she is not willing, then I should not bother.
And she has not replied.
No, not replied.
And the letter has not been written, so
no,
she has
no,
received it.
No, that was over a month ago.
I wonder why.
No, but I think she's a Catholic, you see.
But even so.
Yeah. But there are thousands of people like that. They're afraid.
This is the big problem.
Yes.
Even people who have a very strong religious background, you know, or who are, you know, very good people.
Mm.
I think they are afraid to think about these things. They think perhaps it is wrong, huh?
Yeah.
As if it is wrong for us to come and talk together.
No,
people don't understand.
No,
huh?
No, they don't.
Oh, I'm so happy talking to you, Daddy.
Oh, darling, I am
happy so
too.
Thrilled, you know, and that you could manage it.
Yes.
But you were able to have the time.
Yes, 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 yes.
This is your holiday?
Yes, that's right.
A little extra holiday?
Yes, darling.
Oh.
And I love to have it. You know, every time I come and talk with you, it sort of uplifts me.
Well, this is what I want. I want so much for you.
I know
that I am near you.
Yes.
That we are not separate.
Yeah, it uplifts
me.
That we
are close all the time.
It uplifts me no end.
There is no such thing as death.
No.
Only that
no.
which seems so.
No.
It is that, of course, my physical self is no more, but I am with you in a mental and a spiritual way.
Yes.
And I am also in a kind of way at times even more tangible, is that the word?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know how to explain
yes,
it.
Yes,
I have
yes,
to
yes.
think quickly
like
for
a,
words.
Like a material way.
I know.
Yes.
But I am convinced that eventually I shall be able to build, how you say, to show myself,
you know? Yeah.
I am waiting for this.
Yes.
And one day in a photograph, perhaps you may recapture it. Huh?
Yes.
I think we are going to have a lot of interesting things this winter.
How
as
good.
We try with the tape recording and the wavelengths.
Yes.
And I try to help you to remember your astro travels when you come here with me.
Yes.
And also we will try with the photography.
Yes, darling.
Because that would be interesting too.
Yes, yes.
If I could impinge myself, huh?
Very good.
You receive a impression of me.
Yes, exactly.
That would be good, huh?
Yeah.
I am going to do everything.
Yes.
But it will have to take time, you know.
Yes,
I have
darling.
To be very patient. I sometimes get very cross with myself, you know.
Why?
Oh, I think it is because I'm so anxious. And I'm so anxious, you know.
Yes, darling.
And perhaps I think, I should do better.
No.
For instance, when you come and talk to me here, I sometimes think, when it is all finished, you know. I think I did not say this, I did not say that.
Yeah,
And I think how awful I should have said so much more.
Yes, yes.
But I suppose everyone feels like this.
No, no.
It is a wonderful opportunity and we have to be...
Yes.
I'm so happy and grateful, but we have to take full advantage of it.
Yes.
Not to let anything go by, huh?
No. I showed Mr. Flint the photographs of something you said in the very first... meeting we had about the bed
jar. Oh, well, I thought at first it was a different one.
You see?
Because the pattern is
so exactly.
different.
But it is
and
so.
The color is different.
Yes, but it
and
is so, darling.
Yes, it is the same one.
Yes.
But in the other way around.
Yes, exactly. And then I also showed him a photograph of the grave with my name on.
Already you put it and you're not there yet.
Yeah.
People will think you are mad.
No, darling, but I was really thinking...
I know, that is why I mentioned it.
At the time, I was nearly half dead.
I know.
I was half dead. And I said to the man, I said, well, you can put my name as well on.
I know, but not yet.
Oh.
You have a little while to go, and in that time that is left to you,
Yes, darling.
Possibly, between us, we can help a lot of people.
Yeah.
We must see this as an opportunity to help others. And to give them the enlightenment and the truth that we have discovered. To give them the comfort that we have found. Huh?
Yes, darling.
And if we can do it with these experiments, it will not come easy.
No.
When it comes, as I'm sure it will, it will be wonderful.
Yeah.
And then you will write a book.
Yes, darling, if I've got something to write about.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, you will have plenty to write about eventually.
Yes.
Already there's quite a bit, but there's more to come.
Yes.
You are going to give me two more opportunities to come and talk with you?
Yes, darling. But Mr. Flint was saying that he is going away in October. But I shall be coming again day after tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Day after tomorrow.
And then?
And then again next week before I leave on Tuesday.
I shall be with you.
Very good.
I shall stand behind you all the time.
Thank you very much.
But you are going to do other things while you are here too.
Yes, darling. I'm trying to do about that stone. I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, you are still worrying about it?
Yes, because it has not been sold, darling. And they gave me a very silly offer of about quarter the price we paid for it, so I did not accept it.
No.
You see. And so I'm going to see them tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. I wish I could help you.
Yes.
But it is not easy to do something.
No.
And perhaps, I don't know, perhaps... I wish I could speak about this, but I don't know.
Oh.
You cannot make people do things.
No.
And that perhaps would be wrong anyway.
Yeah.
One can only advise people.
Yeah.
Perhaps someone would feel disposed to purchase it.
Yeah.
But it should fetch a good price.
Yeah, it should do. But you see...
Why do they not offer more?
Hmm?
Why?
I don't know. You see, people think, it has been unsold for so many years, they will get tired and take whatever is given them.
But could you not try new people?
Well,
what about Hatton Gardens?
Yes, yes, try that over again. I will.
No, but they have already not made any offers in Hatton Gardens?
They have, but the price is very low, dear.
But you have had it valued.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that somebody has to find a buyer for that value before they will arrange a sale. That's the problem.
But you are not desperate.
Hmm?
You are not desperate to
No. But I like to get it off my mind.
In other words, you want to gradually get rid of a lot of material.
Yes, exactly. You see, I don't like
to. I know.
Yeah.
I think it will be sold when it is the right time to sell it.
What do you call the right time?
I don't know. But it is very stupid, perhaps, but I feel this now.
Yeah.
That perhaps it was not the right moment.
Yeah.
And it's not a needed moment.
No.
You are not desperate for it.
You still think I should leave it where it is?
Well, I don't know.
Hmm.
I really don't know what to say to you.
You think it over and then tell me, darling.
I think.
Perhaps you can ask.
I don't know. I feel so far away now from some things.
Yes.
I am so much closer to you.
Yes, darling.
In a mental way and
darling.
Spiritual way.
Yeah.
And our love makes all things possible between us. But when it comes to the ordinary things, the very material things, they somehow do not seem so important.
No.
I know the stone is important to you, but...
I felt you very near me, almost sitting in my lap when I was coming in the plane last night.
So?
Yes. I don't know if you were.
Did not seem full.
Hmm?
Did not seem full.
No.
The plane did not seem full of people.
Oh, it was very full, darling.
It did not seem so full to me.
Uh-huh.
But I suppose it was full.
Yeah.
And yet there seemed to be... I don't know.
It's very comfortable.
You are comfortable?
Yes, very comfortable. Came over in 2 hours here.
And you go, return?
Return with the plane.
Wait and see?
Yes.
wait and see?
Darling?
When do you return?
Return next week, darling. On Tuesday evening.
Oh, Tuesday evening. You get home Wednesday.
Yeah, the same night I get home. You see? And I arrive home about midnight on Tuesday.
So? Well, we have got two more opportunities.
Yes, darling.
And I must think of interesting things to say.
Perhaps if Mr. Finn can give me an opportunity before he leaves for America, I don't know if he can in October.
I don't know. You're coming to me on Friday, did you say?
Yes, on Friday, darling.
On Friday?
At 10 o'clock, same time.
I will look forward so much to it.
Yes, darling, I will too.
A big kiss for you.
I will too. I was at the grave last Sunday.
I know.
Do you know?
And you talked to me.
And the flowers were so beautiful.
I know.
And I said to myself, it was like a symphony in red. I have put gladiolas there, and they were all coming up in bloom in red. And the roses were red, and they were so beautiful.
I know.
And I came away very pleased. I like to see flowers around you wherever I am.
I love you.
I love you, darling.
And all my love, no. I'll come again next Friday.
Yes, darling. Yes.
I must go.
All right, darling. Thank you very much.
I'll go all the way back with you, wherever you go.
And give my love to Sibylla and Peter, darling.
Of course I do.
Yes, give my love to them.
We are all here together.
Yes. Thank you, my love.
You know, she's a lovely lady, and she's a beautiful communicator.
Oh, yes.
And I'm sure, well, you are grateful, and I know you are, but if only you could see her, but one day you will. And I think you will have some success with your experiments.
Yes,
anyway, I'll talk to you on Friday.
Yes.
All my love to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.